Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, and happy Democracy Day.
Happy Democracy Day too.
Alright. So, are your expectations the next 3 years different from the past 1 year that President Buhari, you know, took over power?
Yeah, I'm expecting a soft landing because right now I think we're just in a period of turbulence, and it's expected when we have had a crappy economy for a while. So I think right now he needs to settle us in a way that it's going to benefit us for a very long term. So I'm expecting that after 1 year, after this, there's going to be better news. Basically, soft landing. It's going to be a very, very, well, just in a space where at the end of the day, it's going to be better.
Better, okay. So in what ways has President Buhari impacted your life in the past 1 year? Like what positive change have you seen?
Positive change, from where I work, I think now everyone is careful what they do. Everyone is, everybody understands that it's about the economy, it's about Nigerians, and everybody's trying to understand that it's not about themselves, it's not about their pocket, it's about Nigeria. At least we have a president now that is really the commander-in-chief in that word. Okay. He says and it works.
Okay, so what would you like his priority to be for the next 3 years, assuming he's saying he's not running for, you know, second term?
Electricity, light, because I think with light, with everything will fall into place. Other countries like the UK and the US, they have electricity. That's why they can do all, the database is working for them. They can have everybody in check. Regulation is going on, you know. They can, every citizen knows that it's not just about you, it's about the government as much as it's about you. There's someone you're answerable to. That's what electricity does. Electricity tracks everybody down. Electricity keeps everybody in check, I think, in different ways. When our computers are working, nobody can run away. Our computers are working, okay, people can't steal.
So you're saying electricity the next 3 years?
Yes, electricity is very important. It's paramount. We need that sincerely in Nigeria. Good electricity, standard electricity, will give us a whole lot of answers that we need.
So any disappointment, you know, the past 1 year, are you disappointed in some of his policies, in some, you know, some changes?
My disappointment is I'm not sure he has caught the people. I think he's doing it, I feel in a way he's doing it politically, step by step. I think I'll be waiting for him to attack one APC person.
Okay, so you're saying his anti-corruption, it's one-sided?
No. For now, yeah, it's true. Those were the people that were in government. So yes, he should deal with them. Mm. But it doesn't mean that people that are now, have now moved to APC, there are some of them that are in PDP government. PDP. And they did the same things that these people, they are going through these cases now. They did. So I think some of them should still be answerable to
whatever offense they've committed.
We want more action than delay. That's my only problem. I think everything is being delayed and dragged. Saraki's issue is being dragged. Everybody's issue is being dragged. I think the Nigerians need answers. 20 days tops. Let everybody know what they're doing.
So you need Buhari to send someone to the prison to send a message to others.
That's everybody.
Okay. So, but if there's one thing you would tell President Buhari, what will it be? If there is one thing you want him to do, what will it be?
To tell him, to say thank you. Really, it's going to be, some people feel that this is just being hypocritical to say I'm saying thank you. I'm saying thank you in different ways, because I know at the end of the day, like I said, there's this soft landing coming. People are not seeing the bigger picture. I'm seeing the bigger picture. I'm looking at the bigger picture. Things might not be the way we want them now because we're used to that kind of life, but he wants us to be used to this kind of life. So we're waiting for that soft landing. So if I have anything to tell him, it's to say he should continue his good work and always know that he should do whatever he's doing because of Allah. not because of anybody.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, and have a nice evening.
You too.